Blog Talk Radio.
Well, the way I figure it, we can either fight or give. If we give, we go to jail.
I've been there already.
But if we fight, they can stay right where they are and starve us out. Or go for position, shoot us. Might even get a rock slide started and get us that way. What else can I do?
They could surrender to us, but I wouldn't count on that. They're going for position, all right. Better get ready.
Kid, the next time I say let's go someplace like Bolivia, let's go someplace like Bolivia.
Next time. Ready?
No, we'll jump.
Like hell we will.
No, it'll be okay. The water's deep enough we don't get squished to death. They'll never follow us.
How do you know?
Would you make a jump like that you didn't have to?
I have to, and I'm not gonna.
Well, we got to, otherwise we're dead. They're just gonna have to go back down the same way they come. Come on.
Just one clear shot, that's all I want.
Come on. We got to.
Up. Get away from me.
Why?
I want to fight them.
They'll kill us.
Maybe.
You want to die?
Do you?
All right. I'll jump first.
Nope.
Then you jump first.
No, I said.
What's the matter with you?
I can't swim.
Why, are you crazy? The fall will probably kill you.
Finds everybody swinging. Oh, what will Santa Claus say?
finds everybody swinging. What will Santa Claus say when he hears us sing, sing, singing? Down the chimney, he will come, he will come. Da 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 da. What is Santa bringing?
Oh,
I wonder whether he'll be swinging everywhere in the land. Our people will be singing la la di da. Oh, hey, hey. And what is Santa Claus gonna say when he finds everybody singing?
Two latter-day Robin Hoods very popular with everyone but the railroads and the bank.
There's one thing we gotta get, Hayes. What's that? Out of this business.
The governor can't come flat out and give you amnesty now. First, you gotta prove you deserve it.
Ah. So all we have to do is just stay out of trouble till the governor figures we deserve amnesty.
But in the meantime, we'll still be wanted.
Well, that's true. Till then, only you, me, and the governor will know about it. It'll be our secret.
I sure wish the governor let a few more people in on our secret.
Alias Smith and Jones. Starring Pete Duell and Ben Murphy.
Holy crap. Well, that's some shit. Ooh. Well, this just in, Cake didn't have a heart attack. I guess that's good news. Could have been a fluctuation or a fibrillation or a, what do you call that? Myocardio acid reflux. Yikes. Man, a lot of, man, it's just, okay. Positive vibes, boys and girls. Yeah. Possumitis. Well, good evening and welcome to Friday Night Possum here on Earth. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest. Possum Hour, Friday Possum, Clobbering Time, and that. All stuff that happens. Well, I guess without any further ado, we'll bring on our cohort in crime.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, or you'll get one from me. Go on.
And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Fuck you, Gumby!
Let's have a little humility here now.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Hey,
yes. Okay. Kind of getting sick of that. You know?
Yeah.
That sting. Getting old.
Well,
Cake's been to the hospital, man.
Yeah.
I just got a call from somebody else today. He's been to the hospital. The hospital shit. I'm not feeling so good.
Who else?
A buddy of mine, his mom was in the hospital. Not good.
You don't want to be in the hospital. That's a place you don't want to be.
No. Stay the fuck out of here. Stay the fuck out of here. I hope everybody's feeling well. Doing well. I hope this possum finds you well. I hope it finds me well. I'm no spring chicken myself over here. So how was your week, man?
It was just splendid.
It was wonderful. Good.
I got to save the date for my niece's wedding. Here you go. And they got a little website if anyone wants to see my cute little niece. There you go. Right there.
All right.
IanandDonna.com.
Ian and Donna. Oh, he's a beardy.
I'll be going off to Busan.
Oh, she is cutie.
Yeah.
Is he a beardy? Is he still a beardy? Is he not a beardy?
He's a beardy. He's a beardy.
Yeah. Beard guy.
I guess he is. I've never seen the guy before.
I was working with two and a Mikey down there. And the guy with the one of them beards, you know, them millennial beards, big beards that are trimmed real nice, you know.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, beardy. This guy never gotten punched, man. But he's so goofy looking. I don't think anybody had the nerve.
Uh-huh.
You look at him, he's goofy.
It's that yuppie, what do they call that? That metro look or whatever.
Metro, yeah. Like big ass fucking beards, but really nicely, neatly groomed, you know?
Yeah, with not much hair on the top. Yeah. Well.
Yeah, and usually real short haircut. Right.
Yeah.
More beard than hair, which is weird.
Yep.
Oh, I've been eating salads all week, man. So, and then I tried to quit.
I've been eating salads, too. Yeah.
I tried to quit the nicotine gum, and I was fine for 2 days, man. And then this morning I woke up with the biggest headache.
Oh, yeah?
So I had a couple Bloody Marys. Felt a little better.
Okay.
And then got some nicotine gum.
You get your vegetables in a Bloody Mary, don't you? What is it, celery,
man.
And all that shit?
Got some good Bloody Mary mix, buffalo wings, you know, all mixed up, ready to go. You just put the vodka in there.
Now you're talking T.T. Tretton.
Ba-ba-ba-boom. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Good stuff.
I've been eating veggies trying to get my brain right.
What's that?
Trying to get my brain right. I don't want to go Alzheimer's and shit. So I've been studying up on what to do with the old noggin.
What, eating salads?
Yeah, vegetables and everything. Certain kind of
vegetables
and all that shit. Yeah. Fruit.
Yeah, I know. It makes you feel
better. My trouble is I don't like to sleep, and that's a major factor.
Yeah. That's where booze helps out a lot.
Yeah, booze, yeah. Pass out. This Thursday.
Not to rub it in, but hey, man, do you have a plug?
Yes, I do.
Oh, well, hold on, man. I'm no, I stepped in it. All right. You got a plug?
Yes, I do, kids. Yes,
all
I
right,
do.
Take it away with a plug.
All right. Eminence Front Radio, tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern Time.
Jeez.
Is Eminence to be having a theme that I have no idea what it is? I'm out of touch. But it's good music. There you go. At 3 o'clock tomorrow morning, listen to it live. It streams on www.wriu.org. Good stuff. Possum Blues at 4:30. Fun stuff. Good stuff.
I think Maggie C could smell that Ted fart through the internet,
uh-oh,
man.
Uh-oh.
Jeez Louise, dude. Woo-hoo. He's been doing that all fucking day, man. All right, well, so what's the theme? The theme on the show is Ted Schwartz, right?
Ted Schwartz,
we know.
Yeah.
All right. Good for Ted's farts. Let's hear it for Ted's farts.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. You know what? Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid should have did a Wilhelm scream when they jumped off that cliff.
I know. That would have been awesome.
That would have been perfect.
If I'd have been thinking when I put that together, I'd have thrown one in there.
Catherine Ross, baby. Oh.
Yo, Oh, yeah. Well, the fur trapper. Oh, you know, I had this thought. Sometimes I have thoughts.
Keep them coming.
And it's like, you know, the guy's on a nuclear submarine or whatever, right? They're out there for like 6 months on his fucking submarine, right?
Yeah. I'm with you.
So, you know, they're on a submarine, and it's, you know, I would get claustrophobic. I'd start panicking and freaking out, like, I need air, I need to be on solid ground, something like that, you know.
Open up a window.
Open up the window, please. So, my question is, and I've never thought of this before, actually, you got a bunch of guys down there that are taking dumps, probably daily. Now, how do they ventilate the dump smell out of a submarine? Mm-hmm. That's my question.
Matches. They just have matches. They
I got to ask my buddy that, Mr. Science. He was in the Navy, so he might know. I'd never thought of it until today.
You ever see the movie Death Boot? Great fucking movie.
Oh, my God, yes. I saw it with the subtitles.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome.
That's the only way to watch it. And it really gives you a claustrophobic feel all through it.
Oh, God,
but it's worth it. Great. And the
especially when they're
fantastic.
They're down there in the Straits of Gibraltar trying to be totally quiet because the guys are going up above, you know. A fucking great movie.
Duranger, I think his name is, did the soundtrack for it, man. Great jazz guy. You ever hear
That guy.
Yeah, you ever hear the band called Passport?
No.
Oh, Jazz Fusion, man. They were terrific.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I have to put
I don't remember the soundtrack.
Oh, it was a great soundtrack.
Concentrating on reading the goddamn subtitles. Jesus Christ, that's annoying. Sure, God, if I ever watch it again, I'm watching it dubbed. I'm watching it dubbed if I ever go back, because fuck that reading. Reading's for suckers. Just ask the president.
Yeah.
All right. That's a poster for all the schools now. Reading's for suckers. Just ask me. All right. Blowing shit up. It's the Christmas season, right?
Hey.
And I couldn't have another Christmas season go by. Well, I couldn't have a Christmas season go by without tipping my hat to the greatest Christmas song of all time. And of course, you know I'm talking about Mariah Carey.
I do.
Mariah Carey.
Yell out that name. Mariah Carey.
It's the greatest Christmas song of all time. Hands down. Fuck me.
Get the dynamite ready.
Chef, give me a hand, will you? I can't now. I gotta finish my pants.
Long pig is human flesh. Long pig is human flesh.
Holy shit!
No one a lot for Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh!
string.
Can't wait to hear it. That's
friend. Psychedelia.
Yes.
That's a weird fucking group that I came across. Screaming Lord Sutch.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Have you heard? You've heard of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's
it, that's from
late '60s, early
yeah,
'70s.
That album was like voted one of the worst albums of all time.
Taking it away
from the
Shags.
I guess he committed suicide, man. Bummer.
Huh?
Yeah, that's a drag. Well, he got to play that.
After 20 years, after 20 years, we finally know what. We finally know what Fool's prefix looks like, huh? What do you think?
Yeah. Isn't that weird? He didn't look anything like I pictured him.
No, same here. I did not picture that at all.
Because we had his voice at one point, so we had a voice to go with him. But I had nothing on that, man.
Yeah, that shocked me. I didn't expect that.
That's interesting. But that had Jimmy Page on it and Jeff Beck.
Oh, they were on it, huh?
Some heavy hitters on that shit. So, Screaming Lord Sutch.
I didn't know. I voted to worst.
Pardon?
That was voted the worst? Yeah. No shit.
Yeah, one of the worst albums of all time, yeah. Drove the guy to suicide, man. Fuckers. Whoever voting on that.
Yeah.
Fuckers.
Yeah,
I vote
kind,
them the worst
people.
Fucking voters of all time. How about that?
Be kind.
You fucks. Nice to people. Exactly, man.
Yeah. He didn't shoot himself under a Christmas tree like Peter Gould did he?
No, he hung himself from the Christmas tree. Yeah.
Huh.
He founded the official Monster Raving Loony Party. And this is a guy who was doing
was
stuff.
Was doing things. Yeah.
He used to run for office.
Done.
Yeah, he used to run for office all the time.
Yeah. Not Boothead, is it?
No, but he's very boothead with a little bit of talent, I guess. He's in a Coco Pops commercial too. I don't know what that's all about. But interesting cat. I'd never. It's funny, you know. You're 58 years young here, and a guy you never even fucking heard of.
I in fact, I posted some of this shit before. But I didn't know about all the suicide. Yeah, I pushed a couple of stuff in the past.
I
never knew he committed suicide, and it was the worst album and everything. That's all news to me.
Yeah, fucking worst album of all time. How is that even possible?
And Jeff Beck? Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, come on. That was Lord Sutch and his heavy friends. Despite the fact that Jimmy Page, John Bonham, Jeff Beck, Noel Redding, and Nicky Hopkins performed on it. The worst in the BBC 1998 poll, the worst album. Oh, the worst album of all time. Wow.
Well, that's the Limeys.
Come on, man.
They don't know. They don't
not that bad.
Know. Too many give Christmas.
The
guy a break.
Sheesh. I never heard of Captain and Tennille.
Voters?
What
are you doing, voters? Never heard of Abba? Yeah.
Some of Sir Ringo's later albums. Come on, you know.
Jesus. John Lennon's two versions, for fuck's sake.
He did. Okay, case closed. Hands down.
Uh-huh.
Forget the fuck about it. Yeah. Except for seeing Yoko's tits, which is always kind of cool.
There you go. And that North Vietnam she has between her legs, the jungle.
Man, that was before they used to do the gardening down there. Man, that was a bush.
Yeah. She had more like
big...
a bonsai tree. She had like a bonsai tree going on down there.
That's a big bush. Yeah. And Yoko, big bush. Oh, the Wacky World of is here, man.
Oh, hey, Wacky World. Well, we got to do a roll call anyway.
They're not Yoko people, are they?
No. And we're not going to play Yoko. It's all right, Wacky World.
No Yoko tonight.
No Yoko. Because the electricity goes out every time we play Yoko. Howard.
Oh, yeah. I'm not actually the super host. That's an homage.
One of the super hosts. There's two super hosts.
That's just an homage.
You got Grimmy.
Yeah, because there's two of us sharing this channel.
And the other guy does a comic book show, so that's the super.
Wacky World of is gone.
There you go.
I guess they just wanted to make their point, Miss X. I wonder if she...
Oh, God.
Oh, no, I didn't say it. Oh, shit. Fucked up again. Hey, we've been joined by Ford Prefect, which is a good thing because, by golly, we were falling apart. And there they are, ladies and germs, the Possum Lounge.
There you go.
Leading off and playing third base, it's Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
Hello. Hello, 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 hello. GT, GT wants everybody's addresses so he can send you Christmas cards, and he will.
There you go.
He's not threat. That's not a threat. That is a promise. All right. I'm the strongest man on the internet. No, Miss X did not interview me. Apparently, she interviewed the original Channel 43 super host, who was great, man. Showed the Three Stooges. Give me that shoe.
Give me that shoe.
Yeah. Apple Cheeks, thank you for coming. And there's Dr. Cake, who just had a brush with mortality there. He carted off to the Uskow and spent a couple of days on a gurney. And hopefully everything turns out okie doke.
Yes. We love our cake.
Yeah, man. You got to at least survive the life of this show, because it wouldn't be a show without you, right?
Got that right.
Speaking of which, I just heard some terrible news today. You know how we were saying, well, we had something to live for because Jerry Lewis's Death Camp movie was going to come out 10 years after he died?
Nope. They pulled the rug out from under us.
There never was a movie. Never was a movie. It was just there's clips and rough drafts and shit that Jerry handed over to
them. Oh, he never finished it,
There's no, there's no finished film waiting to be seen anywhere. So, it would take editors, I guess, to edit together a film. Right. They have 90 minutes of bullshit to look at. So.
Well, I'd look at the 90 minutes of bullshit. I'll sit through it.
I guess it's still something to live for, but I don't know. You know, it's going to make those last 10 years kind of crappy.
I got the Woody Allen movie to wait for, man. They got to release that fucking thing.
Yeah, it'll come out.
We're talking about maybe next month. Yeah, a rainy day.
Streaming. Well, he ought to go to the internet, man. That's where the action's at, anyways. Fuck the.
Yeah. Well, Amazon owns it now, so.
Yeah, go to the fucking internet.
So put it on their channel. I'll watch it. What the hell? I got it.
Well, thank you for coming,
Dr.
Cake.
I had Amazon.
Thanks for coming, Dr. Cake. I'm sorry you got prodded with needles. That would be my personal nightmare because, as you probably have heard, I have impenetrable skin. And it takes a real expert. So. And there he is, Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
He's just beamed in from a galaxy far, far away.
Executive producer of Eminence Front Radio. Tell us what tomorrow's theme is, Ford. I'm out of the fucking loop.
Well, you know, Ford lives in his own time zone.
Yes, he does.
Own personal time zone. Thank you for coming, sir. Making the time to grace our humble little puppet
Ford
show.
Prefect.
Ford Prefect. Okay, and moving right along.
That is Cal.
There he is.
He doesn't know what the fucking theme is either. I personally don't theme ideas, man. I'd rather just...
I'll tell you what, themes make building the show easier, though.
Oh, yeah, you should just find that. You have a...
You know,
you've
got an
idea
like,
what to do.
Yeah, everything's this way, everything's this way, and bing, bang. Like Monday, everything was doity.
Uh-huh. Well, it works on Eminent Front Radio because he gives a theme and everyone participates by sending it to his page. So it's a good idea that he has going.
Yeah.
He's got
like
a lot
it.
Of followers. Yeah. He says the show's a hit.
It's a hit.
Way to build it.
Unlike ours. Yeah. Yeah, is ours even like. I tried to look. You know how they have like the. I don't know, like, you know, whatever, the ratings, you know, where you look up shows and stuff. Last time I looked, I went through like 6-7 pages and still didn't see no Possum Hour on there, man.
They don't put us on all the time, but when they do, we're like 16 or we're in the top of the second page. Bottom of the first or top of the second.
Man, we
and
were
that's
like,
what they do.
We were, I didn't see no Possum
Hour at all.
Yeah, I didn't see nothing, man. What's 18, up with that?
Nothing yet. They don't like us.
We've been like the backbone of this goddamn network for what, 36 seasons now?
36, you are correct. Though.
Bastards. I mean, who else plays Lord Such? Nobody.
Uh-huh.
Well, there he is. Ladies and gentlemen, G.T. Trenton, the strongest man on the internet, sent me a Christmas card, which I have displayed proudly on what passes for my mantle.
There you go. GTO.
Sorry for the belch on the air. 50-50 show, 50 years ago.
He's coming out again, maybe. Yeah, at the end of the month, he usually does that. So there you have it.
I was 8 years old. And I hadn't quite yet discovered masturbation.
Nah, I was ahead of you then. I was doing it to old Penny Robinson. There you go.
No. I must have been a late bloomer. Because I was a junior high, man, before that shit happened.
There you go.
I don't know. Maybe sixth grade. My mantle. I got this really weird, big, long thing, wooden box, that holds record albums. And it's really strong, heavy-duty thing, and that's where my big-screen TV's sitting on that right now. And that's on the family screen.
There you go.
Yeah, the shelving.
I just ordered a huge humidor. Big-ass humidor.
No way. And nice.
Now I got to get myself a collective cigars instead of smoking them.
Nice. Well, the booze chest is the thing. Well, the bar is great because it's got the light. There's a picture of that on the Skittlebowl page. The booze chest is great because that holds more booze than I can ever drink in a lifetime. And it's full. So, cheers. So there he is. G.T. Trenton, the strongest man on the internet, as
GTO.
Several fish named Bob. And sends great Christmas cards. Does great Christmas cards. Now look at this show. We're already way into the second half hour. And we're not even done with the roll call.
Nope.
And yet, last Friday, it took forever. That was the longest show ever. What the fuck was that, man?
Sometimes they drag.
It's like driving down Route 71, man. Are we ever going to... Oh, no. Driving anywhere with Gigantor. Holy shit. He'll go, we're never going to get there. Right? And then he'll say that 87 times.
You know
when
what
you're like really hung. What's
you know
that?
What I just looked up in Google. I hate to walk on your story there. The Wacky World of. It's her channel. It's her blog post.
Oh, that's what I figured. Yeah, that's what I figured. That was Miss Crazy Town.
So she came in.
I love her, man.
That
hey, man, she's from Cleveland. What are you gonna do, man? She's from Cleveland, man. And then that Gigantor, he kept saying it, and it wasn't it wasn't at all funny the first time, and it just got progressively unfunny until I wanted to kill him. I swear to God, I wanted to dump him out of the car going about 80 miles an hour.
Oh, it's getting annoying.
Oh, it's beyond that. It was annoying in Cambridge. By the time we got to Columbus, it was like, you know, well, you're only alive because there are laws, and they'd lock me up forever. I did what I wanted to do to you, right? Thank you for coming, GT. There's Maggie C. First in love.
Maggie C.
First in peace. First in the Possum Lounge. No, I love Cleveland, man. Don't get me wrong. I love Cleveland.
Cleveland rocks.
My best buddy lived there for years. We had fun on the flats. We went to the tribe games.
Oh, yeah.
Good times. But, yeah, they are all nuts up there. Maggie C., thank you for coming, darling. Isn't Spinal Tap a drug? What? That Spinal Tap was a group or a medical procedure. Yeah. Who had a Spinal Tap? Who was saying they had a Spinal Tap?
All right.
Yeah. What's in their back hurt because they had a Spinal Tap? I don't know. Jeez. I'm going. I've got some kind of disease. All right. Anyway, there he is. Professor R.J. Gumby, the sinister minister of filching and farting. Ladies and gentlemen, the few, the proud, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Christmas and all toward the house, not a tweeter was stirring, not even a mouse. All the stockings was hung by the chimney with care, in the hope that Saint Nicholas soon would be there. He's bringing lots of toys for girls and boys. On Planta and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donna and Blitzen, through the top of the wall, through the top of the wall, here they come and they're saying Merry Christmas to all. Boy, that tree will be loaded, because I talked to Santa Claus personal, and I said to him, Santa, I call him by his first name, I said, Santa, how about giving me a little dog for Christmas, one that says, row, row, row. Oh, and I'd also like to have an airplane. And don't forget the machine gun. And I also...
Woo.
Wow. That was kind of severe.
I smell roasted pig.
Man. No respect for old Mel Blanc there. That would have been a little much, though, this close to the 3 minutes. Seriously.
Oh, yeah. It's an overkill.
Ford's happy. It did sound more like Bugs than Porky. I don't know.
Yeah, it did.
Bugs. Or Mel. She. So, let's see. Well, I guess, you know, we got the 3 minutes. We could do that.
Oh,
blew up
okay.
The funny bit with Mel Blanc. I guess turned on him, and next thing you know, it's Mel Blanc all over.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Oh. Man, you should have seen it. It was like a leaner. It was a leaner.
Oh, almost had a good one.
We were that close.
Damn.
That fucking close. Oh, crap. Man. You know what I hate? Dieting. I've been dieting for the last 2 weeks. And I hate it. Did I mention I hate dieting? Yes. But this 3 minutes has nothing to do with that. I was just thinking about my stomach with all the salad in there. Oh. Fruits and vegetables. Who even thought of eating that shit, right? I don't know. Oh, nice. You see this? 400. Man, it's under $400. It's like a Universal Gym. Apple Cheeks ones. Do you see that? Oh.
There you go.
Gumby dropped out. There he is.
Yeah. I had call failure.
I was wondering why you weren't
talking. I had to call back.
I was wondering why you weren't saying anything.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Then I thumb it and I hitch a ride. I play it cool like Jelly off the Fontarelli, chilling out like Buddha with a big belly. I let the strum it up, I'm gonna steal it a hum it. Cause when a beat's got groove, it'll never plummet into the depths of a soul. Crack a rock and roll, stealing riffs and spliffs like a motherfucking asshole. You want to be my neighbor? I'll get down on my knees for a chocolate flavor. I like vanilla, it's killer inside a sarsaparilla. Oh, don't feed a nana to the big gorilla. Lennon and McCartney, I made a fartney. Come blow bubbles for my birthday party. I just turned 17, my skin is green, like a hulk of a motherfucking Charlie Sheen. Quarters, reporting to the bridge, Captain, what's my orders? Mr. Spock and his looking cock wanna rock. Can I stick my Enterprise into your dry dock? Dr. McCoy to the bridge, here's the situation. Wanna rock every planet in the Federation. We taking off Warp 5, punch it, Mr. Sulu. Luke and Leia got shit to do too. Brian fucking Ferry getting slappy and happy with Mo and maybe Larry. Holy shit, where's Curly? Shit, it's going squirrely. Time for our double date with Laverne and Shirley. I said, surely, not surely, Mr. Leslie Nielsen. Gum on my bum and I'm the one that's missing. Yep, that's me on the carton. TARDIS not starting. Double D's like a motherfucking Dolly Parton.
Yeah. interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
News of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
You know my name.
Well, you know, we got different reactions to that one.
I dug it. It spoke to me.
I went and peed, to be honest. That's a nice price on that gymnasium thing, by the way, Apple Cheeks. I don't know what the Canadian money is, the American money, but shit, man.
That's a lot of loon. That's a lot of loon.
$350? Is that more than $350 in American coin? 12 equal monthly payments of $29.17 a month.
Yeah, but can $29.17. It fit your closet?
Yeah. I wouldn't be hanging clothes off of that.
That's a New Year's resolution. Throwing that up in the closet, or like you say, hanging
now,
clothes on it.
I have made regular use. I have a dumbbell that I keep, other than Ted, that I keep next to my desk that I use regularly.
There you go.
I would say daily, but I try to get it daily.
It's there.
You know.
I can't.
You know, it didn't cost me nothing. It cost me nothing.
I
got my steps in 3 days this week.
The
weather was nice. Today I had to wait out the rain, man. The rain took about till 2 o'clock.
Oh, I thought you rain is great to go out and walk in the rain. Jesus.
Ain't rocking
the rain.
Fuck that shit, man. Catch a death of cold or some shit, man.
Everything on Amazon is a lot cheaper in the U.S., he says here. Okay. My humidor costs $85.
Ow! That's a humidor.
Uh-huh.
Well, I spent at least that on my nutty mad, so who am I to say, you know?
Yeah, but then again, then the bait expense comes when I try to fill it.
Well, that's true. That's true. The nutty mads are paid for, so, you know.
There you go.
That's money in the bank. All right. Okay, this was a funny one. Christmas. We had Christmas this past week. I don't know if it was in all the papers.
We did. Uh-huh.
Did you hear about that?
We did.
Yeah, Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So this little boy in Ontario, that's Canada, if you're keeping score at home. 7-year-old boy in Ontario. He was kind of pissed off. He got snow pants for Christmas. You know, snow pants.
Okay.
So he called 911.
Pitched to 911 about it. All right.
Yeah. Did you see that? It's fucking hilarious.
Wow.
Hey, 911.
How old was he?
seven.
Well, he has every right to. Right? 7 year old don't want
Well,
snow
liking
pants.
Snow pants is marginal at age seven, you know. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Belief in Santa Claus or whatever is marginal. Anyway, 911 was cool about it. Because, well, this was Canada, so of course they were cool about it. And they said they weren't going to press charges. And parents were teaching, you know, making sure that he understood that 911 was not for bitching about crappy Christmas presents. So, it all worked out. Could be naughty. Could be on the naughty list next year. Who knows? Here's some. And then, okay. And then they have a list of weird 911 calls. This could be mildly entertaining. Eric Freiberg, 33. Ah, he's off the air again. Son of a bitch.
Yep.
There he is.
Okay. There you go. Phone keeps hanging up.
Eric. On. Eric Freiberg, 33, called 911. During a 7 mile police chase, they're chasing him. He calls 911 and he asks dispatchers to call his personal friend, Uncle Bobo. He likes what I like. Call my pal. Didn't work out so good. This gal, Aaron Clinch. 35 was arrested for possession of marijuana after calling police in Fort Myers, Florida. I think I remember we did this story. She's complaining she'd been shorted on a $75 bag of weed.
Yeah. People are fucking nuts.
Whoa. Josiah Basso, 32, called 911 to request female deputies to be sent to his home for sexual gratification. How's that worked out for you, bud?
Yeah.
He was arrested on August 24th and confessed to making the lewd phone calls. What a dipshit. God. That'd be like someone's pot dealer calling the cops on them.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Jarvis Sutton, 34, was arrested after calling 911 80 times in one day asking for a delivery of burgers, Kool-Aid, and pot.
Oh, 87 times?
80 times in one day.
Oh,
he wanted some burgers, some Kool-Aid, and some pot.
Wow.
I love these people. Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Here's Robert Hagerman. Police in Tampa arrested him for calling 911 on his daughter after she refused to buy him a beer. Well, I could understand.
Yeah.
Trollop. Clyde Hobbs, 2012, allegedly. I know. Exactly, man. Never forget the time number one son came through with that bottle of bourbon in the month of sorrows. Dude.
Yeah.
This changes everything. Okay. Clyde Hobbs called 911 at least 17 times to talk dirty to the operators. He'd been arrested several times in the past for the same crime. When the cops arrived to collar him, he asked, "Are you here to arrest me again?"
Legit question.
I've heard better lines, but... Michael Barker called 911 in Hudson, Florida, asked him to fetch him a taxi and saying that he lost his football. Oh, there's more to that story, but I don't think I want to know. Everett Loggs, who was arrested, he called 911 after he was not allowed to bring his kitten inside a strip club. Again, that one makes total sense to me.
Not enough pussy.
What? This guy called 911 on a deli in East Hartford, Connecticut, because he'd specifically asked for little turkey and a little ham and a lot of cheese and a lot of mayonnaise, and his club sandwich was not nearly what he asked for. So, 911.
Uh huh. 911. got to get what you order. Customer's always right.
Oh, this guy knew who to call. John Pasella. He called 911 at 4 a.m. and told the operator he wanted to see an officer because he wanted to fight with him. When the police officer showed up at the door, he began pushing and shoving. He was promptly arrested.
Hey, they must have been the biggest fucking guy. That's great.
I want to fight. Go on over. All right. Wow. Okay, now there's a fun fact. 40% of New York City's 911 calls are butt dials. How about that for a fun fact?
People have... It's so fucking empty. They got it on speed dial. That living in New York.
Well, I used to have I had a flip phone, and then I had after the flip phone, I had one of them little phones with little buttons on it.
Yeah.
And I would butt dial a couple times. I did butt dial 911.
Oh. Okay.
You put it in your pocket, and it would immediately butt dial stuff. So that, I can see that.
Sure.
I got
right.
The gym crack now, so I'm goo.
I got to tell you my latest what I did to it. One of these scam calls. it was Indians. Those Indians that call and say there's something wrong with your computer, you know, let us in and all that shit, you know. I just picked up the phone and I said, "Is this Phil?" I just threw in a name. Oh my God, Jesus Christ, fuck me. I just killed my wife.
Oh no.
I went on and on, like, oh fuck me, I can't believe I did. Is this Phil? This guy is
so they fall for
it? He stayed on a longer time. He's still trying to tell me that my computer's bad. Oh, call the cops. Get the police over here. Oh fuck me. She just kept nagging. I like fucking with these guys
they're
now.
They're gonna be knocking
I keep
on your
on the
door,
line as
buddy.
Long as possible.
They're gonna be knocking on your door.
But not these guys. They're in what? Bangladesh.
Now here's one we can all relate to. Doyle Hardwick is now behind bars after calling 911 complaining that his wife would not let him check Facebook in peace. Who hasn't been there?
My farm bill.
I gotta do my farm bill.
Oh, I got a harvest.
My corn crop's gonna rot. Mary Jaggers called 911 to report that there was drinking going on in a nearby bar. She must be
and fucking praying at that church down the street. It's anarchy, I tell you, it's anarchy.
Sheesh. So anyways, speaking of Cleveland, no, speaking of, well, there's one guy called from Skyline Chili to complain about his chili. Here in Ohio, a guy was he in Cincinnati? Well, anyway, I don't know. Are you familiar with Skyline Chili at all?
No.
Okay, it's got like, it's chili with no beans. And it's got like cinnamon in it.
Oh, cinnamon in chili?
Yeah, like cinnamon or.
I gotta hang up, Commodore. I gotta hang up. I gotta call 911. That is just fucking wrong.
Well, this is fucking Cincinnati, man.
Oh.
I mean, you understand? This is Cincinnati we're talking about. So they'll do anything.
But I want the beans. That's the only time I
no
eat beans.
Beans
when it's in chili.
Sans beans and with this cinnamon and I don't know what else they put in there. Anyway, this guy here, he made a pledge, and I don't know why. I don't think there were any bets on this or pledges or anything like that, but this guy said he was going to eat 400 Skyline Chili Coney Dogs in 2018. Well, here we are, winding down the last few days of the year, and he completed his challenge.
God bless him.
74 days early, on October 18th, he ate his 400th Skyline Chili Dog in 2018.
That's a diet.
Yeah, oh boy, I'm sure he's sporting a 32 waist as we speak.
I love chili dogs. I'm going to move for one now. Nathan's.
I know, they are great. They are fucking great, but not Skyline. I'll tell you what, that would be like, oh, God, that would be like the anti-boner. Like, you'd go, oh, God, I want a chili dog, and then somebody hands you this chili dog, and you go, oh, it looks delicious. And you bite into it, and it's got fucking cinnamon in it.
That's so wrong.
The fuck?
That is, oh.
You guys getting bored.
Oh.
Anyway, 400 chili dogs. That's a lot of chili dogs.
That's a hell of a New Year's resolution, though.
Yeah, I know. I have nothing like that in my New Year's resolutions. I'm gonna lose the weight. I'm gonna quit this damn gum eventually. And you know, what are you gonna do? Oh, one last thing for the news on celebrity. We got celebrity. Yeah. We got celebrity news.
Celebrity news.
Where's our celebrity news theme? All right. Our friend, Michael Palin, one of your favorite of the Pythons, Monty Python's Flying Circus. Is to be knighted.
Ah, good for him.
Did you hear that?
The Black Knight.
He's going to be knighted, man. Sir, what was he? Sir, not appearing in the movie? No, he was, remember he went to the Castle Anthrax.
Yeah, oh yeah, with the, all the babes were hitting on him.
Yeah, classic. Yeah. Can't remember which night he was. Anyway, he said he's going to celebrate with a glass of Horlicks and an early night. And I looked up Horlicks. I thought, what is that, some kind of crazy scotch?
What is it?
New. Like a malted milk. We drink warm. Yum. Wild night for old
How about
Sir Michael.
Any other pythons ever nighted?
No, they offered it to, they said they offered it to John Cleese.
Yeah.
And he declined, saying the system was silly. God bless him. That's why he's my favorite Python.
See, now Palin's the nice guy. He can't turn people down.
No, he's not going to do that, but Cleese is an asshole. He'll say it like it is.
Yeah.
Put them together. You got Monty Python. All right. And there you have it.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
crazy party it could ever be. Don't turn on the light, I don't want to see. Mama told me not to cry. Perfume. And that cigarette you smoking is about to scare me to death. Open up this window, let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to come. She told me not to come. That ain't no way to have fun,
information here quickly. Okay, I'm coming, Ted. Oh, you know who else was knighted or whatever, damed?
Okay.
You know the, what they do to the chicks? Twiggy. Yeah. Twiggy.
Twiggy.
Dame That's Twiggy. Shit. Yeah, how cool is that, man?
Did you get this shit out?
Pretty much anymore, man. You know, I think they just go open the Yellow Pages, stick their finger in there. Well, no, I mean, it was to her contribution to international modeling for a couple of years there.
uh-huh.
To help the empire survive.
Well deserved.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe Dame she was
Twiggy.
A spy.
She said she Dame wished
Twiggy.
She only wished her parents had survived to see her, to hear it, or know it. Oh, and then I wanted to share this as well. John Cleese's tweet said, "Congratulations to dear Michael Palin, or Palin, P-A-L-L-I-N, aha, on his knighthood." I'm sure he misspelled it correctly. "Sir Mickey," he says, "he'll have to go knee for the rest of his life now."
Those guys are great. They still got it.
Yeah, I know. Gotta love them, man. Horlicks. Yuck. That big. You look it up on Horlicks on Wikipedia. It just looks so unappetizing. Like, ugh. How old do you have to be? How bad does your digestion system have to be to want to drink that. Gee. Includes wheat flour, malt extract, malted barley, milk solids, sugar, mineral, salt, vitamins, protein, isolate. The formula.
Fuck that.
It's like one of them things Scream Lady drinks, D.
Maybe they do wash down his 400 chili dogs with it.
That's probably, yeah. Well, I don't think he had any problem pooping. That guy.
No,
that chili.
No.
Gee whiz. Poop machine. 58 years old. Talking about poop on a fucking blog. Yeah, talk radio. All right. Now, I want to give this guy, before we get to the polk, I want to give this guy the award for Jiminy Christmas Motherfucker of the Year. I'll put the link in there.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll put the YouTube link in there, I guess. This guy, you know how people do your YouTube videos, you know, where you look in the camera and talk about shit. And a lot of them do these whiskey. Yeah, a lot of them do whiskey reviews, see?
Yeah.
And this guy does a lot of whiskey reviews, and they sit there, and you. It's kind of interesting because you'll see how they smell the glass and everything. And I do the same bit because it's really cool. That's how you do whiskey. Well, this fella here, he says he's going to have a Lafroy 10, which, again, one of my favorites, a go-to on my bar. But he said he's going to celebrate. He had a good day at work, and today's the day his wife's leaving. And in the background, you see his wife, like, grabbing shit and preparing to vacate the premises.
Leave his ass.
She says, she grabs some stuff and look around, and she says, bye. And he goes, oh, bye. And then goes back to talking about the Lafroy 10. So. he sure handled that shit a lot better than I did. Just want to say that much.
Well,
I would have delayed making. Well, that's neither here nor there, man. But I mean, she's leaving. She's leaving home. You know, this guy's just—he's sniffing his.
Going on with his review.
Yeah, and it's got a smoky.
Yeah. Okay.
Classic shit, man. This is where we are now. This is who we are as a society. Thank you. Thank you very much. We better play the polka now before they shut this fucking turkey down.
I got to read the comments.
Bring us some good comments. All right. This is the greatest polka ever.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
I will tussle with all those who dare discusses. I clear and open vessels to my authority. To my knuckles, you will buckle like a chicken, you will flattle. For I so do love the rules, and I know the rules of me. You will learn to fear my mighty face. If my song won't help you get the gist, and all you fools might disagree, but you will all answer to me. With this polka, I won't choke ya, but first this frappe mocha. I was shocked when I awoke to a world where kids all ruled. With my biceps, I must try it. See, the kids are now denied it. The magic with the plates for your chops must be retooled. Oh, I love to get to draw the line, and you morons make me all the time. For the rules are very clear. Now this time is here for me to pull back the fairy. is done. Pull back the fairies. Now that the kids have the reins, now we're pulling, pulling, pulling back the fairies, so I can bring them pain.
I like the way one guy pointed out in that video, pointed out his shirt, Dick's Last Resort. That's why he played Dick's Last Resort.
I know. I know. He's a man after my own heart, man. I just, I don't think I could have held it together when the old lady was leaving. Do a video. I'll see you later, hon. Sorry, I'd help you move shit in the car, but I'm doing my whiskey review.
I got a
here.
Deadline to be here with this YouTube.
My fans are waiting. Well, you're late, man. Ted, you're late. The show's almost over. You don't look indignant. You had two treats. You're so full of shit. You're a bad dog. You're a bad dog. You're just bad. Oh, here's something weird. Real quick at the end of the show, just throw this at you. The top 10 grossing movies of this year.
Yeah.
Do you know what they are?
I have no idea.
Number one is Black Panther. And it's interesting because you'll see a connection here. Number one is Black Panther, which is the third highest grossing movie of all time. Number two, Avengers Infinity War, fourth highest grossing film of all time. Incredibles 2, highest grossing animated film of all time. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. Deadpool 2, Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, Jumanji, Mission Impossible, Ant-Man and the Wasp, and Solo, A Star Wars Story. There's not a, you know.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
Yeah. There's not a Woody Allen-like movie in the bunch there. Not a.
Yep. Not surprised.
Thought for folk, you know, no 12 Angry Men or anything like that in that lineup.
Well, we're talking about 16-year-olds going to movies.
Maybe. I don't know. Bill Maher did a editorial on that. You know, a jacuzzi to the stupidity or the dumbing down of America.
Uh-huh.
That was one of the...
And action pictures and comic book pictures are doing it.
I don't think so. I think it's... I like them for the escapism. Because I'm kind of a comic nerd, but I thought that was interesting, man. There's not one fucking serious movie in that whole bunch, you know.
Uh-huh.
The closest thing they come to real life is fucking Mission Impossible.
Jesus
you know.
Christ. I like my movies that have some kind of philosophy behind it. Something thought-provoking.
Oh, well, the Grinch stole Christmas.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. third highest grossing Christmas film of all time. Like, they needed to remake.
Always,
didn't they make that, like, 5 years
on.
Ago? What's that?
I was always cheering him on. He had the right idea.
I used to work for him. That was the funny part.
I used to work for Cratchit.
But that's kind of telling, man.
Anyone out there has that Netflix? Watch Maniac.
Maniac?
The name is horrible. It has really nothing to do with the story. But it is a brilliant, brilliant fucking story. It's 10 hours. It's a little mini-series.
Oh,
ten
binge
parts.
Binge watch.
Maniac. Fucking excellent. I'm blown away by it. I've seen it twice already. I'm going in a third time.
Black Panther, the third highest grossing film of all time. third highest grossing film of all time.
Is that a comic book one, or is that the Black Panther?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's a comic book, yeah.
That is. Yeah, the Black Panther's Marvel Comics superhero.
Hey, speaking of Deadpool, man, are we going to be doing it this year? We're going to let it ride.
If you guys want to do the Deadpool, we'll do the Deadpool. I don't know if we're doing Monday night right now. They want me to come someplace Monday night, and I don't know if they want me, what time they want me, but I would guess it'd be during the show, so we may not do a New Year's Eve. I didn't want to say that at the beginning of the show, because everybody would get all upset, but, you know. Natty.
Yes, Emma Stone is in Maniac.
She
plays
yeah,
a great
man.
Part. Highly recommend.
We'll see.
Brilliant stuff.
We'll see. We'll see about Monday Awesome. But, I've never had a gig on New Year's Eve. I just kind of curious as to what it'd be
Drunken
like.
Drunken babes, man. Is it the type?
I didn't think of that, but you know, that's always a possibility. Indeed. All right, well, if we don't see you again, Happy New Year's, gang.
Happy New Year.
Energize! Wedding on Sunday, and like I say, I don't know whether or not I'm working Monday night. So if I'm not, I'd be more than happy to do a Possum Hour with you. Okie doke.
See what happens.
That seems indecisive on your part.
Anyway, huh?
That's true. Yeah, I thought, Bogey usually comes down on New Year's.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe he'd be coming down. And his mom's really bad shape.
Yeah.
So he's got to stick around the crib, take care of mom and that. And then it's the distillery place. For some reason, they love me down there. I don't know if what it is about. Seems like a match made in heaven, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If only they made scotch, lad.
Nice.
But, yeah, so I may go down there for the evening. We'll see.
That's so much like a steady gig for you, then, huh?
Yeah, the last 3 months I've done it once. You know, once a month is fine. Oh. That's plenty because you don't want to overstay your welcome.
Yeah.
You know, you show up at a joint too often and they're like, that guy, you know. I've seen him. I've seen that act before. You want to keep amazing people. That's the key. That's the secret to it all. Alrighty.
And you drill them all already.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. You find that with, like, a lot of times you get a, you know, call for a party or a company picnic. You do it the next year, and it's a hit, and it's the next year, and then by the third year, they're like, eh. You don't want to go to the well too many times.
Yes.
But this seems to be working out, because they promote me, and then people come specifically to get drawn, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it is cool.
I'm trying to find Tommy, man. I got Lowrider instead. Boom, 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 boom. All right. Well, I don't know, man. Weird year, man. 2018.
Yeah. It's gone.
Oh. I kind of hope it works out that we have a possum Monday, because what better way to end the year than possum?
I can't think of a better way. Think of a better
this
way?
Year, this year had the summer of, let's say the summer of Mr. Science. He was around all summer. That was so cool, man. That was so fucking cool. I went on with him all summer, man. Beauty. Nothing like pals. I'll tell you that, man. Because the kids never write, you know.
They got their own pals.
They got their own. They're getting nooky. Who knows? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Tommy! So, I'll let you know. I'll send you a PM.
Okay. Sounds good.
The over and under for Monday. I got to talk to the gal. I called before the show.
If I
wasn't there.
I don't hear from you, I'm calling 911.
There's no possum hour. You have the list. The guy called because there was no possum hour.
That would be a good promotion there for us, man.
play the 911 call.
There you go.
There's no possum hour. We did that. I used to do an imitation of a guy at college. And we called his mom and prank called his mom.
Yeah.
So fucking bad. I'll be in a phone booth. I don't know where I am. I'm stoned on pot. That was cruel, man. It was bad. I'll go to hell for that. Or maybe I've atoned for it. I don't know. I did some good deeds. So
there you
I
go.
Made up for it. Sorry about
you
that.
You can pass.
Greg's mom, wherever you are.
You'll get a pass.
It was pretty funny, though. I mean, you know, we had it. couple of the boys and I had a jolly good laugh, if there's any merit in that, any value.
There is.
We chuckled. It came good. You know, it was one of those stories we tell over and over again. Hey, how about the time we called Greg's mom? You
know? Oh, you're evil.
Well, the thing that redeemed us, she didn't buy it for a fucking hot second. You boys quit calling her. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Poor excuse for a podcast is... put to bed! Now, I don't want to hear another word out of you.
Cheyenne, Cheyenne, where will you be camping tonight? Lonely man, Cheyenne, will your heart stay free and light? Cheyenne.
I used to have a girlfriend with a false set of teeth.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!